USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Judge Casey Weston on Monday granted the unconditional release of John Hinckley Jr., 41 years after he shot President Reagan and three others outside a D.C. hotel. The Justice Department agreed last week to end court and medical supervision of Hinckley, who was freed from a government psychiatric hospital to live with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia, back in 2016. His release will become effective in June of 2022. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute said Monday it was saddened to hear the decision. United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket launched from Vandenberg Space Force Base Monday in Santa Barbara County, California. Heavy fog made the liftoff difficult to see around the area.
3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Payload, a NASA satellite meant to help monitor Earth's land and coastal regions. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Tips have led to a new location Brian Laundry could be hiding. Brad Bernards reports.
Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is investigating a tip that alleges Brian Laundry, the fugitive fiancé of Gabby Petito, went into a Florida campground 75 miles away with his parents in early September, but only two of them were seen leaving.
We had a very good lead come up today that he was down here in this park not very far away. We checked our lead out. It is confirmed. The parents were down here 2 times. It was September 1st through the 3rd and September 6th through the 8th. They registered to stay at this park. They were registered, went through the gate. They're on camera. They were here. And they did enter. They did come here.
The tip gives renewed hope that authorities might soon reach a conclusion to what has become a costly weeks-long search for Laundry and a quest for answers that has extended from coast to coast.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republican governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, says he isn't too concerned about the Massachusetts State Police Union's claim that dozens of troopers have submitted letters of intent to leave the police department because of COVID-19 vaccine mandates for state employees. Massachusetts State Police Association President Sergeant Mike Shervan on Fox News Tuesday morning explains the officer's point of view.
There just hasn't been time to properly roll this program out. We are in the middle of impact bargaining. The deadlines are here upon us, and we don't have the answers that our members need. Those that are seeking medical and religious exemptions have not been told if they're granted, will they be allowed a reasonable alternative to it, to wear a mask and weekly testing. And because of that, they're looking to other places for employment. And the municipal departments within the state of Massachusetts are offering these reasonable alternatives. So it's not an across-the-board mandate. It's only for the executive branch of Massachusetts, which is affecting my membership. For the number that have, for whatever reason, not received their vaccination, they are choosing and they've submitted their letters of intent. They have not officially resigned, following the policy to notify the department within 30 days of their intent to leave.
A Texas inmate faces execution Tuesday evening for fatally stabbing two Houston area brothers during a robbery in 1991. Rick Rhodes was condemned for killing Charles and Bradley Allen. The brothers were killed less than a day after Rhodes had been released on parole. I'm Lance Pry. You're listening to USA Radio News.